purchased for $280,000. So we're talking about real estate wholesaling, just in case you stumble into this for the first time. And please make sure you subscribe to the channel. Hey my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. I am the author of Smart Real Estate Wholesaling and the creator of 11dayschallenge.com. In this episode, we're covering purchase for $280,000. So we're talking about real estate wholesaling, just in case you stumble into this for the first time. And please make sure you subscribe to the channel and make sure you follow everything we're doing. We release videos 3 to 4 times a week that you will find very useful in your game. So what is real estate wholesaling? It's a real estate investing strategy that requires no money, no credit, none of those conventional stuff you will need in order to purchase a real estate in the conventional market. It's a creative type of way to make money. It's very lucrative. It's essentially the heart and science of finding deeply discounted properties using mass marketing, using professional marketing, and then leveraging that and then locking them under contract, selling those contracts or the rights to those contracts for a very lucrative fee. My highest $82,000 per one deal, and there are people doing way more than that, $150,000 just from one deal. So it's doable, but you get even luckier when you learn how to professionally market. But let's dive into today's question, shall we? All right, so the question goes, hello, I am having trouble doing the math here. So a little bit of math, we have to do math. I'm sorry, when you get into business, you have to learn simple math. You know, 1 + 1 = 2. 1 + 1 is not necessarily equals to 2 if you need repairs, right? 1 + 1 is not necessarily equals to 2 if you change marketplace. Like if you go from California to New York, the numbers may change up a little bit. It's just understanding business. But here on this channel, I share all my experience with you when it comes to understanding all of the in-betweens that comes usually with experience, okay? So for this pre-foreclosed property, now I don't know what pre-foreclosed mean necessarily. There's no such thing as a pre-foreclosed property, but I'm guessing it means it's a property on a pre-foreclosure list. Pre-foreclosure means a property that's heading in the direction of foreclosure, right? I mean, somebody hasn't paid at least 3 months in their mortgage and is now on a public list for the whole world to see. It becomes public in most counties in the United States of America. So I'm guessing that's what that means. So where should my offer start? So we have a formula for offer here. It's 65% of the after repair value of the property. So typically, okay, these properties need work, right? They need to be repaired in order to put it back on the market and sell it for profit, which is the whole point of this, right? You buy low, you sell high, right? Sometimes you do it just because you want to hold on to it and rent it out to other people. Either way, you need to repair the property in order to rent it out faster. So repair estimate is a real thing that we always have to factor in into any kind of real estate deals that you're purchasing off of the marketplace. Usually real estate investment that involves a brand new property is a developer deal. And you know, that's not what we're talking about for the most part here. It's a different ballgame entirely, right? But either way, you have to make profits. So they continue, this prices in California sometimes seems too inflated to deal with, but here I am. Okay, so California inflated numbers sounds true and false at the same time. Well, California is high end for the most part, but it depends on what part of California you're in as well. It's just like New York, right? There's a hot market right there, right? But it depends. It depends. But if you're seeing these numbers on public records, chances are they are true. However, there are some exceptions. Like for example, in New Jersey, Newark, the numbers may say a property is worth $450,000 and it may not be worth $450,000. There are people that are involved in this kind of game in shady ways that they're looking to get money back, but they inflate the numbers that shows up on the public record. Things you have to watch out for that you only see when you have experience in the game. I digress. Another topic, another day, right? So Now the person say estimated value is $411,800, and then estimated equity is $268,208. That's pretty nice, but that number is not that useful when it comes to putting an offer in. It's just useful to tell you there's a good chance this person, if they're interested in selling at a discount, you can jump in there without the need of short sales or needing to deal with their bank. They have equity that you can make money from, right? Purchased for $290,000, owned since 2004. Okay, so it was purchased for $290,000 and now they have equity of $268,000. That's that 2004 is literally less than 15 years ago. That means they've paid down significant mortgage in that property. That's a negative in terms of trying to gauge motivation ahead of talking to this person. That's why I don't like gauging. I don't like speculating on motivation. When I talk to the homeowner, that's when I know if they're motivated or not, okay? If I haven't spoken to them, it's just another piece of data on my list, which is why I said mass marketing. You don't want to get stuck on one lead. Usually that one lead is just a piece of data. A lead is somebody you've spoken to that have shown an interest. A piece of data is a property address or even a number, even a phone number that you haven't spoken to anyone is a piece of data. It's not a lead. All right. And I want you to get those things differently. So it was purchased 209 homes since 2004. Basically, when it comes to your question, where should my offer start? Most of these numbers are useless. The only useful number here is estimated value of $411,000. But even at that, I will do a little bit more homework in terms of comparables. What are properties selling for within 1 mile radius of that subject property in the last 6 months in that area? I need to average that out on similar properties, and that will be my number. And the only thing closest to that here is estimated value. I don't know where you got the estimated value from, but that's the only useful number here. That $411,000, I will round that down to $400,000, and my offer will start at 65% of that. Okay, that means $260,000. Now, if the property needs works, which very likely, if they're interested in selling at a discount, it will need work. Let's assume it needs $50,000 worth of work. I will have to deduct $50,000 from that $260,000. My offer will be $210,000. That's where I will start my conversation from. Okay, after I build some rapport on the phone or wherever I'm talking to them, of course, after asking a few other questions, right? But that's where my offer will start from, $210,000. Essentially, just call that $200,000. If that sounds crazy to them, they're not motivated, they don't have a reason to sell very quickly, they have time on their hands, you need to keep it moving to the next lead. So essentially, you need to be generating a lot of leads. Does that make sense? You need to be generating a lot of leads. And if that's something you're interested in, I have a special gift for you here. If you're brand new here, go to smartrealestatewholesaling.com and go get this. It's free, free PDF. If you're interested in the paperback, Kindle, or audiobook, paperback or Kindle, then the options are there as well too. If you go there right now, I'll give you this absolutely for free, Real Estate Money Secrets. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated, and I will see you on the next one. Peace.